Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage of the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 6, Psalm 135 through 136, Isaiah 66, and Matthew 14. Happy Independence Day, y'all. If you're an American, today is a day that we celebrate our nation's independence. Celebrating abundance is what I think would be a healthy convo based on today and the text for the day. Now, growing up, my family didn't have much. I remember the early days of government cheese and consistent meals of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which were my favorite meal for a season of life. Interestingly enough, during those days, I didn't even know we were poor until that was explained to me whenever I wanted something extra or fun. Later in my young life, things had improved financially, but I think one thing that didn't was the understanding that what we have is limited. Limited money, limited time, the limits of life were becoming more and more clear for me in those days, and that lesson stuck. So much so that I became a hoarder. I would collect anything I could. A mantra my grandma would always say is waste not, want not. And I took that to the nth degree and wanted to stash everything away or maximize everything. Not out of passionately wanting to see all the resources could do or the great value that they could bring, but simply out of fear of losing it. A fear of poverty plagued me for years. That is a scarcity mindset, you guys. Scarcity mindsets look at things and see barriers, troublesome limitations, enemies to growth. Those mindsets look at what they have and immediately contemplate what they can't do with it. Think about what they don't have. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. This isn't enough to do what I need to do. These mindsets are formed over the years and often in people who've lived life in environments that also suffered from that mindset. At an early age, I had way less than I did in middle school. However, I wasn't aware of the scarcity back then. I didn't think, oh man, we can only eat this and that. I had the mindset that we get to make this out of that. But then scarcity mindsets began to take their toll, and eventually I only saw the lack. Abundance mindsets recognize that there is a plethora of opportunities hidden in every limitation. The creativity, the character development, the joy in the simple. This is why, barring absolute starvation, you can find millions of people who live in actual impoverished nations who have hearts of celebration and gratitude. They even in their actual extreme limitations have found that there is an abundance that many with huge bank accounts miss. It's a mindset. Okay, all of that to prepare us for evaluating mindsets in the text today. In Matthew 14, we see the disciples processing a situation of lack and giving us insight into their mindset. Now, during a day of ministry to the sick, it had gotten late and people were getting hungry. The disciples told Jesus, "This is a desolate place and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." The disciples were done with Jesus' ministry of generosity at that moment. It was now time for the people to just go feed themselves, right? Selfishness, scarcity mindset. Generosity, abundance mindset. They never considered that they could solve the problem. It was a problem for the people to solve. But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "But we have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." That we only have focused on what we don't have, scarcity mindset. Focus on what we do have, abundance mindset. Jesus never imagined that he ever lacked what was needed to accomplish all that would best honor the Father and bless the people. So then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and he said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. That's abundance, y'all. Jesus took the little and made much. Jesus is the God of abundance. In him, there is no lack. While the world of mindset shifting is amazing, the difference maker for Christ followers is that not only can we change our mind about what we have, but in Christ, we have true access to absolute abundance. His love is the most undeniably abundant resources that the world doesn't understand nor embrace. Psalm 136 today reminded us over and over again today, his steadfast love endures forever. When the situation presents you with a lack, shift to the abundant mindset and recognize that because of God's love for you, according to Philippians 4, he will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And as you seek him in that moment, according to Psalm 34, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The disciples had Jesus with them and still didn't see the provision. Let us not make the same mistake. Jesus is here with us as well, and his loving provision hasn't changed. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you still provide for your people. That you, the same God who broke the few loaves and broke the few fish, made abundant meals for many. You provided for your people that were seeking you. They were all gathered there seeking you, Lord God. You don't send them away to get the provision. But as they seek you, you ensure that they lack no good thing. Father God, I pray that you would help us right now to seek you in the places right now where our mind is convincing us that we lack. Help us to recognize that in you we lack nothing. Help us to recognize that you are our provision. Help us to see abundance, Lord God, that you've created a world that has plenty, that has plenty, that has plenty. Lord God, that we would be generous, that we would not be hoarders, that we would not look to build bigger barns, but we would look to give away more and more and more, knowing that you continue to pour and pour and pour into us as we pour ourselves out to others, Lord God. Help us to see your abundance, Lord, and live accordingly. Live in your abundant love. We thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I think today is a day for us to celebrate that we are broken free from the chains of scarcity mindset. We are independent from the world's way of thinking, and now we can live free in Christ as those who give and give and give. Today, on this Independence Day, go and give freely. All right? And I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you guys make sure that you subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube or wherever, go ahead and subscribe to the channel so you can catch more of these. If you're listening to these on the podcast and you haven't subscribed already, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's like episode, what, like 185? Subscribe, baby, subscribe. Like it if you actually do. Leave us a comment, 5bythefire.org, or right here on the video if you're watching. Make sure you share with others. We want to get the word out there. And no matter what, have a great day today. Be blessed and be a blessing. See you tomorrow.